Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. What's up, girl? I'm so excited that you're here for today's episode, which we are calling The Confidence Booster. Because truth of the matter is, no matter what we're doing in our life or what goals we have, what our vision is, what we're navigating in our relationships, maybe you're in a big transition season, you're trying to up level in some aspect of your life, you're gonna need confidence. There's just no way around it. And what's interesting about confidence is it's not one of those things that you just arrive at. You know, it's not a conditional thing where once you get there, you just always have it. You're always going to have the ability to build up your own confidence, to build up that belief in yourself that you can handle things, that you can support yourself no matter what life throws at you. So I want to share with you today three things that really helped me to build up my own confidence that I've used for all different seasons of life. And I think this is going to be really helpful for you to just to give you some more tools in your toolbox. They're like, ooh, I can use that during this season. So I'm excited for this episode. But before we dive in, I do want to make sure you know about our event, Empower Her Live, which is for this podcast community. It is 500 women that listen into the show. Personal Development Conference. We're holding it in Phoenix, Arizona, October 21st through the 23rd. If you've already gotten your ticket, buckle up. It's going to change your damn life. And if you haven't yet, I want to just give you a little nudge in the right direction to remind you that you deserve this. Seriously, because the entire idea behind this event is to help you get a fire under your booty so you can feel passionate and excited, but also a fire lit in you so you can believe in your ability to figure things out, to know that you're capable of making whatever dreams you have on your heart come true. And then also, I want you to feel connected because truth of the matter is we all want connection. We want those deep, meaningful friendships. We want to feel like we're seen and we're heard and we're understood. And I want to create the container to give you 499 new girlfriends, right? Because even if right now you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm an introvert, Keisha, like that sounds really freaky, scary to me. I don't know anyone that's coming to this event. Good. Literally, we have hundreds of women that have already gotten their tickets to this event. A lot of them are flying on a plane to get there and they don't know other people that are attending, which is why we put you in a Facebook community. We're doing these virtual happy hours. We're even setting up little meetups at the event for like introverts that want to come in with a buddy. We've got opportunities for you to connect with other women that want a roommate at our hotel block. Like we're getting all the bases covered, but truly it's just you deciding for yourself that you deserve it, that you deserve this 3-day transformative event where we have 8 keynote speakers. We're doing a live podcast. We've got a really cool welcome reception, all sorts of surprises that I literally can't even tell you about yet. But I promise you, it's also going to be fun because maybe it would be nice for you. I don't know what season of life you're in right now, but maybe it would be nice for you to just go have some freaking fun because you know it's going to change your damn life. Like we're going to give you all the inspo that you need. But I also just want you to take a break from putting that pressure on yourself and just see what it's like to give yourself the opportunity to get in a room and think like, what do I really want? Right? It's just going to be so powerful. And I really want you to be there because I know you deserve it. And my life has been transformed in so many ways by getting in the freaking room, which is why I talk about this all the time. You can't meet those people if you're just wishing you had those people in your life. If you're wishing for the clarity of what direction you want to go in your career, your whatever, your relationships, your life in general, you got to give yourself an opportunity to get that clarity. Anyway, right now, we still have early bird pricing for tickets. And when they go and they sell out, they're sold out. So I want you to be part of this. So you can head to keishagetmiri.com/event. That's where you can snag your ticket. And if you're like, Keisha, how the hell do I spell your new last name? I totally get that. You can check the show notes. You can always DM me on Instagram. If you're on my text list, just text the word link. We'll get you the link. Or you can just tell me anything you need to tell me. If you need a little pep talk to like from me, send me a DM on Instagram and I'll remind you why you freaking deserve to be in this room. But truthfully, grab your ticket. I hope to see you there. Now, without further ado, we got to dive into the topic today because confidence is a really important topic. Because like I said, no matter what you're doing in your life, you need confidence. Confidence in your ability to figure things out. And honestly, like what I've been thinking a lot about is confidence in yourself when you're trying something new. Because the hard part about doing new things is like it's exciting at first until you recognize that you're just not very good at anything when you first start. Unless you are the exception to the rule. I know I'm not good at anything when I first start doing it. But when you have confidence, you don't make that mean that you're not going to be good for forever. Right? But if you're lacking confidence, sometimes you create a meaning that you're not cut out for this thing. And I want you to have confidence that you know that part of the path toward getting where you want to go means you don't get to skip that beginning stage where you suck. That's part of it. That doesn't mean you're not capable. That just means you have to be confident in that season that you'll get through it. And then honestly, I want to help you build up confidence that when life throws you a curveball, you feel like even if you're stretched or you feel overwhelmed or you've got some anxiety, you can make it through. So today, I want to remind you of three things. Let's go to number one. First of all, it's up to you to reframe the word unqualified because I know that can hold us back a lot. It's held me back for sure. But truth of the matter is, it's not that you're unqualified. You just probably haven't done this thing before. Right? So like you might feel unqualified, but how in the world are you going to get qualified? You're going to have to take action. Because if you've never done it before, you don't know how to navigate through it, but you've got to give yourself a little bit of compassion and reframe that lack of experience is not lack of ability. Because when you say, I can't do this, I can't handle this, I can't work through this situation, I can't figure this out, I can't da 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 da, you're not only putting that out into the universe, but what you might be doing is accidentally looking to your past for evidence that you're equipped with the tools already. But of course you're not. If you haven't done this exact thing before, you don't have those tools yet. You don't have that evidence yet. Keyword yet. That doesn't mean you can't handle it. That just means you have to challenge yourself and your perspective. You need to look to your past if you're going to look that direction and find a specific example in your past of a time when you didn't know how to do something, you didn't feel like you were equipped, you didn't feel as if you had the tools, you had no proof that you could look at, but you still figured it out. And honestly, because I like to think of this podcast like we're girlfriends chatting, I want to challenge you right now to find an example in your own life, to look to your past of a time where you didn't have proof that it was going to work out. You didn't know how to do it. You didn't have the tools in your toolbox. You honestly were not equipped. For sake of this example, you were not qualified, yet you figured it out. Because here you are. On the other side, it's up to you in real time to catch yourself when you say that you can't, to remind yourself you just don't have the tools yet. The only way to get those tools is to keep moving forward. You've got this. It's up to you to reframe the word unqualified. Don't make lack of experience mean lack of ability. That's going to boost your confidence in real time. And I use this framework all the freaking time when I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do this. Of course, I don't know how to do this. I've never done it before. Grace, compassion, now keep going. Take action. Action gives you clarity. Action will give you proof that you can handle it, right? Because you'll get to the other side of the thing that you once thought you couldn't do. Number two, it's up to you to validate yourself. A really powerful question that I think would be nice for you to even ask yourself in real time. I ask myself this often. Am I waiting for validation from someone else? Someone else to tell me that I'm capable. Someone else to tell me that I'm worthy, that I'm competent, that I'm equipped. Because it's your job, girl, to validate yourself. It's nobody else's job to believe in you or your vision or your dreams. It's cool if they do. And I think it's really important to curate an environment of people around you that support you, that you can also pour into. But you are the one that you're going to spend every single second with for every single day for the rest of your life. So I want to make your voice the most important voice, your voice of self-validation. Because it's not that you won't care what other people think, right? Like, you're human. You're not a robot. Like, of course you care. I actually think it's important to care about how you're showing up in the world because your life is a testimony of what's possible for other people. You care about the impact that you're making. I think that's beautiful. But what helps me a ton is to remind myself that my vision is mine alone to validate. You're gifted a different vision than your best friend, than your sister, even your significant other. It's none of their jobs to validate you or to tell you that you can do this. Of course, it's nice if they do, but again, it's your job. So what if you just made a conscious decision in this exact moment to believe that your vision, the life that you want, it doesn't even have to be this massive life-changing vision that you have, just the vision that you have for your life that you want is the gift that you were given by the world, universe, God, whatever you believe in. And your gift back to the world, to the universe, to God, whatever you believe in, is to get out of your own damn way and make it happen because this was your unique gift and it doesn't look like anybody else's. You have to validate yourself in order to get yourself out of your own damn way. That should help you build confidence because even if you don't know the how yet, your why will be strong enough to figure out anything that will come up along the way. If you make the conscious decision to believe that your vision is your gift and your gift back to the world is to get out of your own damn way and make it happen, right? And honestly, if you feel like you are like waiting for validation from someone else, or you're really worried about what somebody else thinks about your path or your choices, or, you know, like just the vision, like you don't really want to say it out loud, a really important question to ask yourself that I've asked myself plenty of times is, would you want to switch places with that person that you're waiting for validation from? Would you want to switch places with that person that you're waiting for validation from? And honestly, are you taking feedback from somebody who's not even in the game? Has the person that you're waiting to validate your idea or your vision actually done the thing that you want to do, living the life that you want to live? Do they have the financial situation that you want to have? Do they have the business that you want? Do they have the relationship that you want? Do they have the health that you want? Are you waiting for them to validate your decision when they're not even doing that? Right? Maybe the move that you want to make. Like, have they actually switched the career path that you're wanting to switch? Have they left the relationship that wasn't supportive for their growth? Or are they creating this unconventional life path that you're wanting to create for yourself? Because if they haven't, you can be curious what they think. I think curiosity is beautiful, but their opinion can't have that much weight. You know? It's your job to validate your damn self, girl. You're a grown ass woman. I love you. And I know this sounds really harsh, but girl, you freaking got this. And I want to be your hype girl, but I also want to help you get out of your own damn way because you deserve a life that you're obsessed with. And I don't want you to accidentally be your own roadblock because you're waiting for somebody else to validate you. Truly. And finally, number three, it's up to you to make the process more enjoyable than the outcome. Because if we want to focus on confidence building, one thing that has helped me stay super consistent to really build up my confidence and truly feel very aligned, you know, because sometimes when I get out of alignment, like I'll believe in my ability to figure out how to get myself back in. I'm not saying that it's easy. Like it involves a lot of ugly cries on the bathroom floor where my snot and my mascara are getting together in my mouth and I'm choking. I'm like, I suck at this, right? But I feel fulfilled and aligned because I'm confident. And part of the reasons that I'm, or part of, I guess one of the reasons that I'm confident is because I really focus on the process because I can actually control the process. The outcome is never guaranteed, but the process sure as hell is. And so often our culture, like people just write off this idea of like fun. They make it seem like celebrating is trivial. But honestly, I will argue that fun and joy is what keeps me going and what our culture needs more of. So I want to ask you, if you're trying to focus on your confidence building, when's the last time that you celebrated a small win in your life? I'm not saying you got to get there wherever there is for you. I just mean like something tiny because often I celebrate small wins like I won the damn Super Bowl and it sounds dumb, but it keeps me going for real. And it really helps me build up my confidence. And a lot of people say, don't look back, but I'm like, girlfriend, please right now, look back, or just look back in your life if you're really focusing on building confidence, because you got to recognize how far you've come. Because we live in a very future-focused culture where we, you know, want the next thing. It's this like Amazon Prime instant gratification culture. And we're constantly bombarded with all of this stimulus that's wanting us to rush to get to some arbitrary goal. But if you're wanting to build confidence, it can be really helpful to focus on the tiny little things that you actually can control and celebrate along the way. And one thing that you can always control that's very process focused is you can intentionally look at the ways that right now you're handling something better than a prior version of you would have. If you take your, you know, your big goal and you just get focused on the distance between where you are now and where you want to go, you might miss how far you've truly come, which can help support you in your confidence to keep going and then break that big goal into those small little micro goals, which you can celebrate along the way. And if you stopped, like even right now, maybe you're listening to this first thing in the morning, you're doing your workout, you're getting ready, you're in the shower, toss your loofah in the air, girl, like whatever you're doing. Or maybe it's the middle of the day or the end of your day, you're coming back from work, whatever. I want you to honestly like look around or think of your day today or the day that's coming ahead of you and recognize that there are some things that are a lot easier for you to do now that prior were a huge struggle. Seriously, maybe how you handle conflict. Maybe you're willing to have tough conversations now and a prior version of you would have never done that. Maybe you speak your mind more at work. You raise your hand in a meeting. You contribute more. You have deeper connections with your girlfriends. You talk more about like things that really matter to you and a prior version of you would have never done that. Or freaking like maybe you started that thing that you've always wished you would want to start. And even if you aren't where you want to be, you were literally lapping a prior version of you that was too scared to even try. The girl that you once used to be, who was putting her, you know, head on her pillow every night, wishing that she was brave enough to get in the game. And here you are in the game, but you're so freaking focused on how far you need to go that you're digging at your own confidence. You don't deserve that. Focusing on how far you've come and how you can celebrate in the moment are all very process-focused things that you can control. Because I just don't want you to wait until you get there, wherever there is for you, and then look back at the path that you took towards getting there and realize that you were waiting till you got to some arbitrary milestone that you probably made up or society told you that you should want at the timeline that felt like it was really quick, even if that wasn't aligned for you. I don't want you to wait till that to feel proud. You got to figure out how to feel proud now. Because damn girl, look at you. And I've mentioned before on this podcast that I've got this kind of dorky analogy of confidence like a bucket. That every day that you show up and keep a promise to yourself, it's like you're putting a deposit into that bucket. Right? Every single day, plop, 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 as you're filling up that bucket. But if you don't stop to have these tiny little micro goals, and if you don't stop to celebrate the progress of filling up your bucket, you're robbing yourself of confidence because you're not even recognizing what you're doing. Direction is so much more important than speed, girl. Like, you are making steps in the right direction. And truly, I do think of us like we're girlfriends. I honestly do. And I want you to love the person that you are in pursuit of that vision. Because honestly, right now, there's one aspect of your life or multiple aspects of your current life that you are living that is somebody else's dream. And you're living it. Please don't take that for granted. Don't be your own worst critic. Be on your team. You deserve it. So to recap, your confidence boosters. Number one, remind yourself that it's up to you to reframe the word unqualified. Lack of experience does not mean lack of ability. You just suck at the beginning, but you're going to get yourself qualified through action. Number two, it's up to you to validate yourself. You're the person that you're going to spend every single second with for every single day that you are alive here. Make your head, your thoughts that you're thinking, the environment that you're creating, a beautiful place for you to live. And number three, it's up to you to make the process more enjoyable than the outcome, because the process is always guaranteed. And to close this out, like our girl Oprah says, every time you state what you want or believe, you're the first to hear it. It's a message to both you and others about what you think is possible. Don't put a ceiling on yourself. I love you. I'm rooting for you always. And I'll talk to you soon, girl.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now. Or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.